Hugh McFadden, you've lifted the Dr. McKenna Cup here tonight in Armagh. What are your thoughts after that?
Yeah, look, the Dr. McKenna Cup is not the most prestigious competition of the year, but certainly when we get any chance to win any silverware, we'll try to do it. We knew coming in tonight's game it's going to be very competitive. Tyrone have won the last seven competitions, and quite convincingly in most of them, so we knew it wasn't going to be easy. Look, we're delighted to win the game and the competition on the night, but we know moving forward, hopefully we can learn from tonight and put it into performance moving into next week.
Yeah, there's a real fast pace to the game out there. Did you find that?
I thought it was a very good open game, especially when the first two goals kind of went in very quickly to either end. It opened up and there was a few good scores. There's a lot of wides and a lot of drop shots, but you know, it showed that there was very good quality of football, I think, for the spectator tonight. There was good forward play, there was good kicking, there was good showing on both behalves, and a good overall spectacle for the McKenna Cup final.
Yeah, you had a good lead at half time, but then Tyrone came back strongly. They got back on level terms. Were you worried then that they were going to kick on and go and win the match?
Yeah, look, we'd probably be a wee bit disappointed with just the 3-point margin going in half time. I thought we missed a lot of opportunities in the first half to kick on, and probably should have been up a wee bit more in the first half. Tyrone were always going to have some sort of a purple patch. They're a quality team with quality players, and there's going to be stages in the game. We knew that they were going to kick repeated points, but I think that we showed good character. One of the boys stood up then for the last 15-20 minutes, and we kicked on. We won the game by 3 or 4 in the end up, and we probably missed one or two very, very simple chances to win it by a few extra coming towards the close.
You must have been very happy with the defensive effort there in the last 20-25 minutes, because you shut out Tyrone, a good Tyrone forward line.
Yeah, look, a lot of boys stepped up well. Look, if you look at the performances of like Connor Morrison, Steve McManahan, Darrell Boyle, Brendan McCall coming off the bench, you know, very young game fellas who marked their men very, very well. Frank was back there tonight, you know, experience, class, always going to add to the thing. Eamon Doherty and Paul Brennan led well, and then the rest of us tied and marked and battered as much as we could, and tonight it worked, but we're going to have to raise the levels again moving towards Kildare next Sunday.
Well, getting that victory helped the mood in the dressing room now. Just give it a wee lift.
Yeah, look, you know it's a bit cliche, but every win gives the confidence a wee bit of a boost. Probably looking back on the last three weekends, you know, there's been positive from the performance, but ultimately when you lose it, it's a wee bit demoralising. But I think that the players have good resolve. We know that we're trying to do things on the right track, and given the three past performances, the win here tonight, that should lead us into putting in a big performance and try to go after the result now on Sunday, Kildare, for the second half of the league.
And you'll be hoping that's not the last silverware you left for Donegal?
No, listen, moving forward now, Donegal's aim is to win as much as we possibly can. We're not going to hide away from that, but we know it's going to be a tough task, and you know, Ulster's always going to be the first aim for this year, and we're going to try to be competitive moving in towards the summer.